It is time for the Daily Dust. It is time.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, we're doing it. Bruce Springsteen hosted a two-day concert series last week to celebrate the opening of the Bruce Springsteen Center for American Music that officially opens on June 13th in New Jersey. Springsteen performed Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock and Burn in Love. John Bon Jovi, Public Enemy, Sheryl Crow, Jackson Browne, and others joined the celebration marking 250 years of American music. Speaking of American music, Taylor Swift and American football players Travis Kelce are allegedly getting married at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. This is allegedly, y'all. Guests will supposedly be transported on blacked out buses and, quote, everyone's been sworn to secrecy. I don't know how secret they can keep it. Disney created a decoy version of Toy Story 5 to conceal Taylor Swift's involvement, and it was to keep it from the cast and crew. Video effects supervisor Thomas Jordan revealed that only a small group knew about Swift's song, I Knew It, I Knew You.
I remember I loved you. Came back when it mattered, I saw you. Standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew you.
I like it. Swift saw an early screening back in February and wrote the track for the cowgirl Jessie. You know Jessie. Woohoo! Anyway, they kept it a secret until last week's announcement. Toy Story 5 premieres in theaters on June the 19th. Olivia Rodrigo debuted her new song, What's Wrong With Me, with Robert Smith from The Cure. And Scott Pelley, who has been fired from CBS's 60 Minutes and CBS News on June the 2nd, he gave a very poignant interview, 4 decades with the network.
We can save this. It's possible to land this plane. But right now, CBS News, in my view, is on fire.
He said no explanation was given for the Black Thursday massacre that eliminated senior staff, including Celia Vega and Sharon Alfonsi. Pelley also accused editor-in-chief Barry Weiss of injecting falsehoods and bias into stories. And she was accused of that with the independent journalism organization that she was running before she joined CBS. They actually bought out the parent company of CBS bought out her independent journalism organization. So the whole thing is kind of, ooh, maybe I should have put that in the dirt alert. John Cryer and Andrew McCarthy did not like each other during the making of Pretty in Pink. Well, that tracks with their characters. British actor Anthony Head, known for playing Rupert Giles on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, has died at the age of 72 from complications of pneumonia. He was surrounded by family. Head recently appeared as Rupert Mannion on Ted Lasso.
Mr. Mannion, how are you?
Oh, it's Rupert, Ted. Especially for the man who's managing my club.
Used to be your club.
Oh, of course, but still my club in here, though.
Love of the sports team's a lifetime obsession. Yeah, kind of like your best friend's older sister, right? Hey, but do me a favor. If you're ever in Kansas City and come across a fellow named Tom Dineen, don't tell him I said that.
I love that.
Rupert was the character you loved to hate on Ted Lasso. Schmigadoon emerged as one of the biggest winners at the 79th Tony Awards on Sunday, taking home Best Musical alongside honors for Best Original Score and Best Book of a Musical. Liberation won Best Play, while Ragtime earned Best Revival of a Musical. And Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman claimed Best Revival of a Play. Ooh, and I got a Kardashian alert. So Kim Kardashian faced some backlash for ignoring Sky Report's reporter Martin Brundle during his gridwalk interview attempt at the Monaco Grand Prix on Sunday.
Kim, Martin Brundle, Sky F1, how are you today? Yes. No, you don't need to push me, mate. Yeah, normally people... We'll have a quick chat with us. Are you enjoying F1? Yeah. Okay, Kim and Chloe, so we're not talking today.
Yeah, fans called her behavior rude, showing a lack of class, though some defended her right to decline interviews. Waving somebody away is not really a decline of an interview, is it? That's a Kardashian alert, and that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.